Thank you and good morning. The Martin Slough Interceptor Project, a multi-million dollar wastewater improvement for the city of Eureka, came to a halt last month as contractors with Apex Directional Drilling walked off the job. They blamed local subcontractor SHN Consulting Engineers for misrepresenting the type of soil found in the drill site underneath Pine Hill. Dave Hull, general manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, visited Talk Shop on Thursday and provided an update on the project.
The drill head got stuck under Pine Hill. The city, I can't say too much about that because it is an ongoing negotiation between the city and the contractor. Contractor basically abandoned the drill two part of the project that they'd been awarded. Just 2 weeks ago, I guess, the city awarded the drill two project. So that's from basically Kmart to the treatment plant. They awarded that to Wallen Construction and a new drilling company that's out of the Sacramento area called HDD.
Hull went on to explain why the project is a critical improvement for the city.
By replacing the whole thing, we get a lot more gravity out of it, which means we're going to get a lot of energy savings for the whole thing. There's a lot less operation and maintenance if we have less lift stations, which is good for both us and the city. There's environmental benefits, of course, because it's all new, and so leaks are going to be pretty darn rare.
SHN maintains they are not at fault. Apex chose to ignore their recommendations. Also, you can hear new Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks this afternoon at 3 o'clock in his Talk Shop debut. The Sheriff's Office continues its search for 33-year-old Ben Carter, a man wanted in connection with the death of Zachary Chapman. A warrant was issued for Carter's arrest in April, and he is considered armed and dangerous. Detectives have already arrested Carter's wife, Melinda, and she was booked into county jail for arson, accessory to homicide, and vehicle theft. Carter is the prime suspect in Chapman's murder, and he's a resident of Southern Humboldt who has been on the run for nearly a month. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Citing a rapid increase in thefts, the state Senate voted on Thursday to approve a bill that would require cell phone manufacturers to put kill switches in all smartphones. The kill switch bill is aimed at curbing the theft of smartphones and allows the owner to turn the phone off, disabling it and making it useless to the thief. The bill will now be heard by the Assembly, and if passed and signed by the governor, will go into effect next year. Calling it an epidemic of theft, supporters of the bill cite the crime statistics. More than 65% of all robberies in the city of San Francisco last year involved the theft of a smartphone or a similar device. The bill passed after major manufacturers Apple and Microsoft dropped their opposition to the bill. If you are missing stolen gems, they might be in the boxes of gems recovered by the Eureka Police Department. Officers conducted a probation search of a hotel in the 1400 block of 4th Street and found boxes of hundreds of individual gems and stones. Nobody in the room claimed ownership of any of those stones, so police collected them for safekeeping. If you are missing gems or know someone who is, contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University, along with 15 research partners, has received a $5.8 million grant to study the use of biomass as an energy source. The research will be led by HSU professor Hansup Han and will focus on the use of forest residues, branches, bark, limbs, and treetops left on the forest floor after timber harvesting. The grant will focus on making biomass and bioenergy more affordable through the use of mobile conversion technology in the forest instead of shipping the biomass to a processing facility. Researchers will also focus on making biomass energy more acceptable to the public and environmentally sustainable. Del Norte schools are taking a closer look at how they respond to potential violence on campus. Officials of Del Norte High School are meeting with parents to talk about an incident last week in which the school was locked down over a perceived threat. School officials say a student texted that she was prepared to kill everyone in the school. That led to a lockdown. By noon, the girl had come forward to take responsibility, saying that she had been playing a video game. School officials want to be sure they were doing the right thing and are using the input of parents to make certain that that happens. Drought in California has officials from local county and state governments worried about the upcoming fire season and the danger of catastrophic fires burning through wildlands. You can do your part in preventing fires by noting that May 1st was the official opening of fire season in California, and that open burning now requires permits from Cal Fire. Contact Cal Fire for more information. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.